Hi, are you feeling a bit low, a bit sad, like you need a warm hug? Come over to the Sweet and Sour Nuggies podcast for all your mental health needs and more. We never shun anyone away. We don't judge. We vent, we heal, we hug. So if your ears need a good hugging, then come on over to the Sweet and Sour Nuggies podcast. That's at SSNUGGIEZ pod on all socials. Linktree is linktr.ee/SSNuggiesPod as well. Come listen to us on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, Good Pods and more. Come on over, we always need an extra hug. Listener discretion is advised. This is not for the faint of heart. We deal with all topics, so just be aware. But come on over. You're always welcome.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this
room. I get soft like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we are talking about how important it is to be respectful in nature when you are out there practicing your craft in her.
I know,
oh my,
he scared
fucking
me
god,
too.
That goddamn cat.
Oh. Even if nature's not respectful to us.
Yeah, he's kind of a jackass, but.
But it is important, God, especially if cinematic. You're going to be in a, well, I mean, it's always important, whether it's a private setting or a public setting.
Right, because the earth is, like, we're talking about, like, taking care of the earth mm-hmm. while you're practicing your craft. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you see things that say, like, don't put salt in the earth when you're doing a spell outside. And that's an important start. Mm-hmm. But there's also, like, don't leave your twist ties on the ground mm-hmm. when you're out there getting your herbs open. Like, keep track of your trash when you're out there in nature.
I think that, so this is important to me because this really
Yeah, there's a whole
me.
Lot, like, we're Sorry just going to go be talking on about thing. One thing at a time. Right. Like, you know, like, there's going to be a lot of little
People
things that maybe you haven't thought about, but we have because we've seen a lot.
People who want to do things like cast a hex, let's use that as an example. So they want to put their sour jar in the river. Okay? Well, let's not throw glass in the river. It doesn't matter if it's a sour
jar. It's illegal.
It's illegal.
And you know what? I am all for breaking laws. Like,
right.
Absolutely.
But there are biodegradable
options. There are stupid laws out there. But when you put glass in the river mm-hmm. that's going to break, you are putting the wildlife and the other humans that use mm-hmm. that river in danger. Because bears and foxes and raccoons, they all walk through these waters in mm-hmm. the places it's shallow enough to walk.
Yeah.
Which is also the place that's more likely that your jar will break on the rocks and become a part of that beach area mm-hmm. where little things walk and will get their paws broken. Little humans walk and will get their feet cut. Big humans walk and will have to go get tetanus shots and shit.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, it's an actual danger. And Maddie brings up an amazing point because not just is the glass a danger, that metal lid that's going to erode in the river, that's a danger too because think of all the chemicals. Now, what's inside your sour
exactly.
jar?
That's
what
a
do
thing
you have
too.
Inside?
Now, I'm not trying to give examples because I'm not one to personally use baneful magic, but there are options that are biodegradable. You know what's biodegradable? A pepper. Just put somebody's name in a fucking pepper and throw it in the river or throw it
Seriously.
Or bury it because that's biodegradable.
Write it on a stick.
Exactly, exactly. Write it on a stick and burn it. But, like, there are so many people, and I specifically use sour jars as an example because I notice a lot of people throwing them in the river or leaving them in cemeteries next to graves that they may or may not even know who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be leaving your trash. Or, I shouldn't say trash, your remnants of your spell.
But also, like, there are ways of, like, I talked about it. We were talking about, I think, our winter magic episode mm-hmm. or something like that, storm magic. But, like, mm-hmm. if you want to, let's say, sour jar. Mm-hmm. Instead of sour jar, put the name in some ice. Mm-hmm. Floated away from you.
Right.
That's not damaging to anything.
No, and paper is biodegradable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or you could write the name on a blade of grass or mm-hmm. a leaf. And so, like, again, it's biodegradable and it's natural. It's going to fall in the river on it, you know, anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not... Because here's the other thing, right? Like, paper is biodegradable, but it's also got chemicals in it.
That's true.
The ink has chemicals in it. Mm-hmm. You're putting it into a river... Mm-hmm. where it's breaking down to its base elements, and fish breathe mm-hmm. what it's breaking mm-hmm. down into and as. People go swimming in this stuff. So, like, when we say practice respectfully in nature, like, we're talking about the whole, like, you got to think about everything that this encompasses, right? Because, again, let's take it back to the jar and the glass. It's actually illegal to have glass with you on the river. Like, it, mm-hmm. it's illegal, mm-hmm. and it's for safety reasons. And whether it's human or animal safety, mm-hmm. if you're a practicing pagan or a practicing witch, not to make my beliefs be your beliefs, but goddamn, I would hope you think about the animals.
Right, the animals and the earth.
And the earth, yeah.
And I don't understand, mm-hmm. and I don't understand people who get into the mindset of, well, my revenge or my spell, whether it's a baneful spell or not, is more important, because it's not.
No, it's not. No. Like, actually, where do you think the energy that you're trying to harness uh-huh. is coming from? What the fuck, y'all? If you mm-hmm. truly believe that your right to do whatever working it is mm-hmm. outweighs the rights of the environment that you're practicing within... Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to finish that fucking sentence,
no, because,
honestly, because, like, that makes no sense to me.
No,
because,
it doesn't,
like,
but I've
you're harnessing the energies all around you. Like, mm-hmm. when we are practicing, like, let's say you're trying to harness, like, let's go far out. Let's go way far out. Let's say you're trying to harness the energy of the deity that you work mm-hmm. with. You are reaching out to energies mm-hmm. that you expect to be attached to this earth. That's why they would bother fucking coming and dealing with your ass anyway. Mm-hmm. So why would you be disrespectful in any way, shape, or form to this place that we all have to call home?
I have no idea. And, you know, I mentioned this because there's a
this
couple...
This entire episode is going to be a soapbox.
I guess it... Well, I follow a bunch of... Or I used to follow a bunch of witchy pages on Facebook. And they would constantly talk about how, oh, I did this sour jar. Or I did this jar. And I'm going to go leave it in the woods. And it's like, you're not really thinking about the environment when... Well, and that's just like when you act... I don't know. It just really bothers me because it's like, how are you going to leave that in the woods? There is one that's like, you take a piece of meat and you leave it out in the woods and you write the person's name in it or whatever. And then it's like an animal eats it, or it's like, it rots or whatever. And it's like, okay, you know what? I can deal with that. But leaving yep. the jars
yeah,
or leave, you know what I mean? There's many biodegradable options. And I hate to just talk about baneful magic, because we're going to get to the other magic in a minute. But
well, and I mean, whether it's baneful, you could have a love spell in a jar, right? You might leave it by this tree that you guys carved your initials into. Or
Which don't do that
might,
either.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you might carve your initials into a tree. You might set a tree on fire for your purposes of magic. No, don't do that. You know the tree's alive, right? Like,
right?
The tree is actually, factually, motherfucking alive. And not only is it actually, factually, motherfucking alive, but the part that you're burning, that's not the brain of the tree. The brain of the tree is under your feet, and it's connected to all the other fucking plants under your feet. So when you're burning that tree, and you're carving your initials into that tree, and you're dumping salt into the middle of that living fucking tree, you're actually hurting the entire environment that you are in, that you are trying to harness the energy of. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And it's like, people, Amber and I went to a park, and they had carved, like, ruins into a tree. Why? Why? Just why?
Why? Why do you need... Carve the runes into the fucking dirt. Like, runes, dirt. Yeah, maybe it'll get washed away.
But it's still
there. But it's going to be into the ground. Exactly. Yeah, like, it's going to get seeped into the ground by being washed away. It can still be permanent in your magic.
Exactly.
If you can understand and believe that. But when you believe that you have to harm a living thing, because whether you like it or not, trees are living things, when you have to harm that for your practice, you should probably question things. Like,
I agree.
I'm sorry, but
no,
like,
I totally agree. And, you know, you mentioned the salt thing. So, on the topic of not necessarily super baneful magic, but protection magic, you know, a lot of people make protection powder, and it's just very heavily salt based. You know, if you just take all that powder and dump it in one area, that's not good, you know?
Well, and not just that, but, like, if it's salt at all, like, there's a very, like, this earth has a fucking
a
balance.
A pH balance, yeah. Yes.
Don't pour salt out there. You want to make, if you
want
to
use
put herbs. Protection powder outside in the ground, then make it from eggs and or herbs.
And ash.
Ash is great, but don't be putting salt out there and be like, oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And when we say don't be putting salt, like, I might throw a handful of salt over my shoulder. And if I'm outside, I might still do it, right? Because I'm one of those people who's like, spilled salt's bad luck. You throw it over your shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. That's not the same as pouring a mixture around the entire perimeter of your home that has salt in the whole thing.
Right.
These are very different actions.
Well, and if
actions,
anything, is that going to kill some things, like a ring around your house? That's, like, not...
I mean, I would, you know? Yeah, like, but I know people that tell you, like, put black salt or put salt around your house, and it's like, use eggshells. That is protection. Crush up eggshells, make protection powder. You are fertilizing your earth and protecting your home and connecting to the mother all in one fell fucking swoop.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You're doing something good for the earth. You're doing something good for yourself. That's cool. But when you're trying to do something good for yourself and saying fuck you to the earth as a part of that process, how good can that be for you?
Well, and I think people get this this ego that I'm a witch. I rule this place. I'm a witch. I rule this place. And that's where people need to, like, take it down. Because your magic and your intentions are not more important than the earth. Whether or not you want to pretend, and that's what it is, you're pretending that it is to feel big and bad. It's not.
This is a curse of individualism. Because with individualism and our individual needs outweighing everything else, our individual desires outweigh the betterment of everything, right? Because we're saying fuck you to the animals that live in this environment. We're saying fuck you to the natural elements in this environment. We're saying fuck you to everything other than me and my wants and my desires. And that is a plague of individualism. And, you know.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, everyone.
You're good. Like, we moved away from the communal mind, and that doesn't mean it was a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we have to have a communal mind again, although, you know, my beliefs are what they are. So, I can't say that I don't believe that based on everything I'm reading. But the bottom line is, when you put your individual desires above what is best for the earth on which we live, you're missing the bottom line points of the pagan lifestyle. Now, can you practice witchcraft and not be pagan? Yes. Am I starting to think that you shouldn't practice witchcraft if you're not pagan? Also, yes. Because the ideals of paganism, of taking care of our earth, are what help to put the beneficial piece into magic, as opposed to the selfish individual's mindset of,
I'm in control.
I'm in control of this natural thing. I'm going to take this animal and breed them together and make this new animal that I'm going to control. And when it doesn't act the way I want it to act, I'm going to unalive it because I'm in control. I'm playing God. I'm going to give DNA to a robot and give it artificial intelligence and create a new species. We did that, apparently.
A robot?
Like, we combined, like, DNA and, like, robotic something, and it's like reproducing.
Wow, that's weird.
It's evolving faster than the scientists imagined. We also, which this goes in line with our conspiracy theory, and I have much more to look into for it, but we had scientists create an electromagnetic field that is 400 times more powerful than the Earth's electromagnetic
Why?
Field.
Why? That's stupid.
So that they could create a star inside of this electromagnetic field. So they have a star. What happens to all of us if that star collapses, y'all? What happens? What happens to humanity?
I have no idea.
When the Earth implodes because these guys were like, oh, we can make a star. And they decided that they should just because they could.
Well, and that's the same mentality.
Back to
yes.
this, exactly.
It's the
yes.
same mentality. And then some people do it unintentionally and don't even realize. Like with the salt thing, some people aren't aware, but it's
but
very
that's
important
where educating
to educate yourself.
Yourself comes in.
Yes, it's very important to educate yourself. And this is not just public spaces. Me and Amber have been to a public space where someone had carved ruins into the tree and they had burnt herbs and something into a bridge that had been washed away when you were out there. But the point is like defiling the energy of a park and just the earth in general and a public space is bad and horrible. But don't do it in your own backyard, because it's your own backyard. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like some people are like, oh,
yeah,
it's in my backyard.
Yeah, but that's still the earth. Like, the exactly. ground, like, when it rains, whatever you have out on your earth is going to seep into the ground. It's going to seep into the groundwater.
Well, it's important to respect your backyard and your yard in general, because this is the energy that surrounds your home.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, like, and I say that because we should do it anyway and not
well,
be selfish.
Should. Yeah.
But if we're going to look at it through a selfish perspective, you're fucking yourself. You know yeah. what I mean? You're screwing yourself by messing up the yard and mm-hmm. the pH balance of your soil.
You are.
And the energy of your home, because this is what your home is settled on. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's like, here's the thing that I was thinking about earlier, actually. I, like, made a note on my phone so I could, like, make a video or some shit about mm-hmm. it. Because it was an epiphany that I had. And it kind of goes in line with what you were saying about, like, not just deciding I'm going to practice how I want to, because my decision to do this working is more important than what's best for the earth, uh-huh. right? And it's like we do this thing with animals and deities and the planet where we decide that we see it in this way. And that's the only way that it matters. And when we're doing that, we're feeding that negative aspect of the energy. And through the act of manifestation, through intentions. Because, yeah, intention is 7/10 of the law. That's a lot of the law, right? It's over half. So we're not even realizing that we're feeding this energy in this way. But when we are feeding the earth with baneful magic, and then we're seeing all these horrible things happen, and we're going, well, why did that happen? Why did that tragedy happen? Why does all this fucked up ass shit happen in America? Why is it happening more often?
Why is it happening in this one specific place all the time? Because it does. You know what I mean? Things happen. Yeah. Like, certain places. I am so sorry. I have no idea where this cough came from. But certain places hold specific energy and mm-hmm. negative things happen in those places all the time. Why? I mean, there is something behind the, a witch cast a hex here and now it's cursed. A witch harnessed negative energy and put negative energy out into the specific place of the earth, and now the earth is having trouble getting rid of that energy or moving mm-hmm. past that energy because it yep. was tainted yep. by a selfish person.
Exactly. And like, let's talk about the residuals, right? Because that's basically what we're talking about. So like, not only is the earth tainted, the living things that move through that mm-hmm. force
exactly
are tainted.
Well, and
maybe they pick up that negativity and they give it life for a brief time and they do awful things, and we sit back and we go, that was terrible, I wonder why that awful thing happened. And it's because the individuals who are coming to this new age, this new age of spirituality, in this new age of practicing witchcraft, and they're doing it from, I ain't telling you how to practice your magic. If you want to do it from a selfish perspective, that's cool. But they're practicing magic for the betterment of themselves. Uh-huh. And they are trying to monetize it and make money off of doing spells. Mm-hmm. And that energy in and of itself is feeding this negative energy that's seeping into the world. Like, if you look at it like veins, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can see veins turn black in the zombie movies as the body is contaminated with the zombie virus. Think of the earth in the same way. As you're doing these workings for your own personal gain, you're doing these workings to hurt others. Well, you're pumping poison into the energetic field mm-hmm. around you and in the environment that you're working in.
And I want to be clear as well, just so we're aware, or at least in my opinion, am I talking, do I support the use of baneful magic? Personally, no. Do I practice baneful magic? Personally, no. However, if you choose to, because we all have free will, there are plenty of options where it is biodegradable and it doesn't harm the earth. So I don't want you to think that Amber and I are here like,
because I'm talking, like, honestly, I was talking about prosperity magic just as much
exactly,
as baneful magic.
Exactly. Like, I'm being super about, judgmental, like the power, or, right. like, the threefold law, because that's not what we're trying
right,
to come
like,
at
I'm not
it.
Trying like, to put my beliefs
no, I
on
get
you,
because
you know,
would,
but
yeah.
you got to think about the energy mm-hmm. that you're feeding into when you do it in these ways.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
thank
is
you
this
for
your
that,
vacation?
Maddie. Yes.
Okay. But no, really, because I think you and I are of the same mind. We have our own opinions, and we're yeah. not trying to... Well, that's the whole point of this podcast.
Well, this episode, right? Yeah. Yes.
We're not trying to tell you what to do and what not to do magically, but physically, don't
fuck with
the earth.
We want you to take it. Yeah, we want you to take care of the earth. Because, like, you know, people be going out and practicing magic and making a mess. Like, clean up after yourself.
Literally, I went to a camp, like my family went camping when we were younger, and the campsite we had was littered with golden, they were almost like pins. They were nailed like pins.
Oh, like the little brass tacks
yes,
kind of things?
Brass tacks, and they were stars, and they were moons, and the people beside us were like, yeah, they were really weird. They said they were witches, and they were throwing that out as offering. And
that's
as
dangerous.
As an adult, I'm like, and a practicing witch, I'm like, these motherfuckers don't give a shit, do
they?
They
don't.
And I, one of those fuckers stuck into my fucking shoe. That you're doing this at a campground of
where people walk around barefoot.
Right?
I walk around barefoot at camp if
yes.
I can.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's so hard. Like most of the time, if we aren't out on the river where, you know, there's not a soul around but the bears and the raccoons for miles,
uh-huh.
like unless we're out there,
uh-huh.
it's dangerous to walk around barefoot because you're going to get somebody's fucking broken beer bottle or disgusting ass like. Like, people just be nasty at camp. Yeah. It makes me sick. I don't even. Let's talk about it. So, fuck just being out there practicing your magic. When you're out in nature, doing anything in nature, fuck magicians for a minute. Fuck witchcraft for a minute. Let's just talk about being a human who is leaving your little suburban world or your concrete jungle and going out to go be in the woods. For one, why the fuck you blaring your 80s?
Are you really roughing it? Like,
right? Like, you know what? I don't even care about you really roughing it or not. Like, but why are you blaring your boombox with your stupid fucking music, even if I like that music? How can I hear the birds? How can I
see a
fucking deer walk through my campsite when you are blaring fucking Rat and White Snake and fucking shit like this across the fucking river and across the fucking woods? Like, why are you going out in the woods? Stay home. Stay in your goddamn apartment in your fucking house and blare your music and get drunk and let your kids run around your yard or your house. Stop coming out to the woods and ruining the environment with noise pollution and your bullshit trash. Because the same people that come out and blare their goddamn boomboxes are the same ones that are breaking beer bottles and leaving half their cooler to fucking just be a mess.
Well, and you know, I went camping.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I went camping. I'm like, wow, memory unlocked. That same time that I went camping, because we didn't go camping often, there was a loud bullfrog or some sort of frog. And it wasn't keeping, and nobody could sleep, so these guys went hunting for it. Did they find it? No, thank God. But how the fuck are you going to go out in nature and go hunting and be like, ah, this bullfrog won't shut the fuck up? Well, let's go hunt him in that. They didn't find him. Yeah. But why would you have that mentality?
Yeah, like, why are you in nature? Yeah.
What is the point?
What is the point if you're not out there to enjoy it? Like, I just don't understand. And I'm not saying you can't listen to music. Like, I'll put music on sometimes on my phone. Like, you know, we even, like, for rainy nights when we can't enjoy, you know, like, we have movies downloaded to the phone. You know, and it's like, I'm not saying you can't enjoy your technology, but why are you out there blaring it? Why are you out ruining there ruining it for everybody, including the animals that live out there? Because that is their actual home. They actually live there, guys. I don't know if you were aware.
It's like people have this lack of empathy, where it's like they don't think about the animals or the earth or anyone else but themselves.
Well, and exactly, because they don't think about the next person that's going to come to that campsite and have to avoid their broken glass.
Right.
Unless they do, and they're doing it on purpose to make it a bad experience for you. In which case, like, why is that a piece of human nature? Like, we really, like, there is a little piece of human nature where it's like, haha, fuck that guy. You know what I mean?
But not at the extent of the fucking earth. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just questioning. Like, why is that a thing? Because, like, I don't understand going out into the woods to party and trash the place. Because, like, you know, again, this isn't about practicing magic. This is just about being in the woods at this point. And it's like, a couple weeks ago, I went out with my daughter and some other people from the community where I live. And we were cleaning up some trails in the area. And the reason that we were doing so is the local residents were complaining that the unhomed people or the unhoused people that were living in the woods in these areas had trashed it, and they were making it a mess, and they were making it a crappy place to live, and oh, they're so disgusting, and they need to be, like, we need the city to boot them out. So this church was like, we're going to go clean up because, like, we want the people that live in the neighborhood to leave the people that are living in the woods alone, essentially, right? And to proselytize to them, but that's a different story.
Right.
Because, like, that was one of the things. Was like, if you come upon them, just tell them about the word of God. bitch, please.
Right. Anyway, I just want to clean the earth.
Right, exactly. And, like, let's be clear. Where the unhoused people were living, because not unhomed, those were their, that was their home. They were very clean. The area around them was very clean. They were taking care of their homes because they're not fucking giant assholes. They're just living life and trying to survive. But there were a lot of things to be cleaned up from assholes who decided they wanted to go get drunk in the woods and smash their fucking beer bottles and light trees on fire, which, that's dangerous.
Also, just why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, I don't get why the fuck you would do that, but, like, also, why the fuck would you do that? Because you light a tree on fire, what if it spreads to other trees?
Right? What the fuck? Like,
it's like there are neighborhoods around there.
Well, and I guess that brings us back to practicing your crafts carefully and respectfully outside. If you're going to have a fire, make sure it's in an area that you can have a fire. Make sure it's contained and you're not lighting a fucking tree on fire just to be an asshole.
Well, because, like, you have to remember, if you're outside, whether you're practicing your craft or not, nature's gonna nature.
Yep.
So when you're leaving these glass bottles out here, you're leaving these cans out here, mm-hmm. you're leaving this bag of herbs because it's part of your spell. Grass is gonna grow up around it. Mm-hmm. Vines are gonna grow around these things and through these things. Trees are gonna grow and they're gonna have them embedded in their trunks. And it's disgusting. Because you got to be, like, just being in nature, you should be respectful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry,
I think, should we end it on that?
Well, I mean, I think talking more about, like, what you mean by, like, having a fire in a safe area, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't think about those things because mm-hmm. they don't think about the fact that, like, you can't have a fire when it's windy outside.
No, you can't have a fire when it's windy, and sure. it does need to be in a contained area because if it's not, fire spreads.
Right, because, like, think about,
and make sure if you ever watch it,
there are sparks that come up. Exactly. Those sparks can start fires in dry areas, whether you intend it to happen or not.
Right. And also, if you're doing this in an area, well, I mean, you should always, I guess, do it. Make sure that you fully put the fire out.
And make sure it's, like, how do I say this? There are some parks you can't start a fire in.
Yeah, make sure it's legal when you're starting a fire as well.
And make sure it's safe, because, like, if you think about it, like, from the standpoint, I can't remember. I know recently we recorded where we were talking about, like, the under leaves and stuff. Maybe it was the last episode uh-huh. to this one. But there are creatures that live in the underbrush and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're lighting something on fire that's near something, you don't know that there's a colony living under there. It could be a colony of rodents or rabbits mm-hmm. or, like, all sorts of creatures, whether they're bugs or mammals or birds. They could be living in these areas, and you think it's safe to have a fire, but it's not, and the people that control it, mm-hmm. like the park rangers, you know, uh-huh. Or whomever that would be, they know, and that's why the signs are out that you can't have fires here. Well, so you got to follow the rules.
And on that note, if you're going to use candles outside, again, be very careful. You could easily start a fire, and make sure you bring your candle back. Yeah. Don't just leave it there.
Yes. And, you know, Maddie said, make sure you put your fire out.
Yes.
That is not just pouring the last of your bottle of water on it. Uh-huh. You have, when you're out in nature, a single spark can cause an entire forest fire. Mm-hmm. You have to douse it. You have to cover it in sand until there are no coals. You have to mm-hmm. knock the coals around and make sure, like, you can't just be like, oh, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Because that wind kicks up just the littlest bit. Mm-hmm. And you could see an entire community
gone. It happens in fucking California all the time.
It happened at Pigeon Forge in Tennessee. Like,
well, and where really I had dry my areas. Yeah. Like, So just be careful, be wise, and respectful.
And be respectful. And I think that's a good place to stop. So thank you so much for listening to this episode and hopefully getting a little mad with us. Hopefully you're not one of the actual people who needs this message. So make sure that you tell your friends about Witches Talking Tarot and other things so that more people can get the message that maybe need to.
Yes, and if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe.
And thank you so much to our supporters on our Patreon, Death by DVD,
Melissa,
Victoria,
and Pam.
We appreciate you. If you would like a spiffy little shout-out like they got, you can be our supporter as well on patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot.
And you can find us on Threads, Facebook, and Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot.
And you can find us on the X as Classiest Witches, because we are the classiest witches you know. So thanks for coming to sit with us as well.
Charles, we just recorded for 2 hours.
We did.
Now what do you want?
We have to talk about our show.
Okay.
Who are we and what do we do?
Ha! I am Martha Madrigal.
And I'm Charles Tyson Jr. We are the hosts of Full Circle,
the podcast.
You are a beautiful white trans woman.
I will take that. Of a certain age and tired beyond imagination. And you are a gorgeous black cis pan man who has shared my life for 10 years.
And we're engaged. I put a ring on it.
Yeah, you did put a ring on it. It's a pretty ring, too.
Now we have a podcast.
Yeah, there's not much we don't talk about here.
It's true. We talk about LGBTQ issues, headlines of the day. We talk about fun things, too, like movies and music and television and pop culture.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about what it is to be black in America and what it is to be trans in America and how those things intersect and collide. And
child, it gets interesting. And you can check us out every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. Because once again, we're Charles Tyson Jr. and Martha Madrigal, and this is Full Circle,
the podcast. Are we done now?
I think so.
Okay.